The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, I was on Team Kerry until Liz Cheney proclaimed that she was going to do all she could to stop her. So it's all over now. Kerry Lake, of course, is running for the governor of Arizona. Extraordinary platform, putting Arizona first. She has real crazy talk. She believes in secure borders, energy independence, safe streets. Of course, people in Arizona know her well. She was a TV anchor in Phoenix on KSAZ for 22 years. She stepped down from her anchor role in March of 2021. And a lot of prognosticators say she's going to be the next governor of Arizona. But, of course, thanks to Liz Cheney, it's not going to happen. Kerry, I'm sure you're just utterly devastated.
I'm devastated. You're right, Mike. Oh, my goodness. Oh, but truly, when I heard that, I thought that is truly going to be the best gift ever. We're so excited about Liz Cheney trying to get involved in our race because, as you know, she lost hers in a landslide victory for her opponent. And she's pretty much been drummed out of politics, and she thinks she's still relevant. And of all places in Arizona, where people are really tired of the dead-end policies of the left, and they just want solutions, common-sense solutions. That's what we're offering. And that's why we're doing so well. So I'm not worried about Liz Cheney. As I said, the new Republican Party is the most inclusive Republican Party we've ever seen. It is a party of we people. We want to preserve the American values that we love so much in this country and help the middle class and the working class folks out. So we're going to do great things for Arizona. We're excited.
You know, I'm so riveted by this notion that any of us who question the integrity of an election are somehow election deniers and we're tinfoil hat conspiracy wearing kooks. I've played a clip over and over again of all the Democrats who said that the 2016 election of Donald Trump was illegitimate, that the Russians hacked into servers and everything else. Isn't it wild that the Democrats are banking on people not remembering how they question the outcome of a 2016 election, but nobody else is allowed to question COVID laws and COVID rules upending a 2020 election? I guess you're in that category, according to the Liz Cheneys of the world, of election deniers. But why do Democrats really think we don't have the tape and we don't have all the evidence of all the and they all did it, Kerry. You know better than anybody. They all said that Trump didn't legitimately win the presidency in 2016. Did they think we wouldn't remember that?
Yeah, videotape lives forever, right? and I was actually in the media when that was happening, and so it's really appalling that they want to take our freedom of speech away. Since when can we no longer question our government and question our elections? We need to be questioning our elections, especially with all of the things that happened during 2020.
Right.
And we need to question that, dig into it, and fix any loopholes where cheating or corruption can happen. That's a real basic. I don't see what's controversial about that, because going forward, we want to make sure we have honest elections for all voters, Democrat, Independent, and Republican alike. And I push back against that with the media. The media is, they were all for it in 2016 when everybody was attacking the 2016 election and when they were questioning that, but they want to cancel you and destroy you if you dare speak up about some really big problems we had in 2020. So I reject that. I refuse to give up my freedom of speech, and I don't care what they say about me. And when I'm governor, we will restore honesty and faith in our elections here in Arizona so that every voter can feel and knows, not just feels, they know that their vote counted. They go to bed on election night. They know the winner. We're not counting for 10, 11 days and finding ballots everywhere. We just want honesty and transparency in our election, and we're going to get that.
Let's talk about
that's probably why Liz Cheney hates me so much.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's talk a little bit about what's at stake in 43 days. You're up against a Democrat named Katie Hobbs. Her party is represented by somebody named Hillary Clinton, who over the weekend smeared Trump supporters as Nazis. Now, Carrie, I'm not kidding you. She started this ball rolling when she called us a basket of deplorables. Then Joe Biden called us semi-fascists. Now we're Nazis, I guess. She said she saw young men raise their arms at a rally in Ohio, and it reminded her of Hitler and Nazis. There doesn't seem to be any limit that they're going to have on the rhetoric they're using. Can you talk a little bit about what Arizona voters are going to be faced with a choice between Katie Hobbs or Carrie Lake? Talk about the differences in how the two of you would govern the state as Arizona's governor.
We hear Hillary Clinton saying that. We hear Joe Biden in his really ghoulish and awful address to the nation calling us names, calling more than half of this country names. But you know who started it? My opponent. Before the 2020 election, she's the Secretary of State of Arizona. Right. So she's in charge, basically, of our elections. And she referred to Republican voters as Nazis. This is the person I'm running against. She's the most radical leftist politician to ever come into play here in Arizona, and she's very dangerous. She actually was incompetent in running the Secretary of State's office during the 2020 election, and even during this last primary, Mike, she was the one who gave guidance on how many ballots each county would need. And in Pinal County, one of our largest counties, 1 hour into election day, they ran out of Republican ballots, only Republican ballots. She's incompetent. She has not been able to run the Secretary of State's office with any level of competency. As a matter of fact, would you believe that the Secretary of State's office is still closed to business due to COVID? If you want to do business with them, you have to do it online. Mm. This is what she will do to the state. She will, without a doubt, without batting an eyelash, she will shut this state down again. And it will be disastrous for Arizona. And, you know, she's opposed to securing the border. She's opposed to the border wall. But yet in her commercials, she didn't have any hesitancy to do one of these staged photo ops in front of the border wall that she didn't want to support. Mm. She's opposed to a virtual border wall. She's opposed to funding our border task force, and she's opposed to any sort of border security. She wants Joe Biden to handle it, and he has exposed Arizona to criminal elements, to the cartels, to the most deadly drug we've ever seen. It's all pouring through Arizona and killing Americans at record levels. Her education plan, she says she's for teachers, yet she voted against a teacher pay raise. She went to a private school, but she doesn't want Arizona kids to have access to private schools where they can take their taxpayer money and go to those private schools to get the best education possible. She's a hypocrite. And we can't have her anywhere near the governor's office. And one thing I'll tell you, Mike, that most voters don't know because the media has run cover for her is that in 2021, just a year ago, she was convicted twice of being a racist. Two juries unanimously found her guilty of racial and sexual discrimination in hiring when she paid a woman of color $30,000 less than she paid the male counterparts in her office. $30,000 less. When the woman found out about it in the paper by reading it, she filed a suit. She won both times in court, and the people of Arizona are now paying nearly $3 million wow. in a settlement, the second largest settlement we've ever paid in this type of a lawsuit, because Katie Hobbs, my opponent, is a twice convicted racist. We can't have a racist running the state of Arizona.
Our guest is Carrie Lake. She's the Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate, one of my favorite candidates nationally. I mean, there's so many warriors who are fighting the good fight, and I know how many people. We're going to be in Phoenix, of course, for the big Salem Battleground Talkers Tour. I hope you go to battlegroundtalkerstour.com for details. Carrie Lake, there are issues that the voters are deciding right now all over the country, and it seems to me surging crime, of course, the economy in the tank, open borders. Are those three big issues as important to Arizona voters as they are for the rest of the country? I know certainly border security is, but what about all these instances of surging crime thanks to radical progressive district attorneys who are letting criminals go free? What about the economy, the housing market, people not being able to fill up their gas tank or go to the grocery store? I know that's facing Arizonans as well.
It's all related. I mean, and truly, I bring a lot back to the border because surging crime, we have a million gotaways. 5 million people, according to data, have come in since Joe Biden came into office. A million are gotaways, and many of them coming through, the most of them coming through the Tucson sector right into Arizona. The gotaways are the people who don't want to be processed, and you have to ask yourself why. They're the criminals. They're the dangerous people, and they're all pouring into Arizona. Our streets are less safe because the drugs are pouring in as well. We're watching the homeless population grow, and we're going to tackle that as well. And when you have this kind of chaos on the streets, it is not safe to live here. It's not safe to do business here. And we have to have safety restored so that Arizona can continue to grow and thrive. And that is a priority. We're going to enact broken windows policing in Arizona. Yep. This is what Rudy Giuliani did in New York. A lot of people will remember that. We have to do it. We have no choice. We have to tackle these tough issues. And also, when you have millions of people coming in, it drives down the wages for the middle class. That hurts with families trying to make ends meet. And we have a housing situation. Where do you think 5 million people are living?
Sure.
Mike, they're not living on the streets. It's Americans living on the streets.
And, for, and by the way, and by the way,
low-income housing.
And if I may, for the benefit of people outside New York who may not be familiar with the broken window policy, and I'm so glad you're embracing this. I read about this weeks ago, and I was very excited for Arizona that you're going to do this. But the broken windows style of policing means that you, if you tackle the smaller quality of life crimes, then you're able to target bigger crimes and communities become safer. It's the equivalent of a building. If you have a big, beautiful building with broken windows and you let the windows go unrepaired, then the building is decrepit and it goes down in value and you've got bigger problems. You fix the broken windows and then the building value goes up. That's the approach that Rudy Giuliani and you know, Bernie Kerik and all of these Howard Safer, they embraced this over the years, and it turned New York into one of the safest big cities in the world.
Right.
And Kerry, look at where we are now. Look at thanks to Democrat policies and progressive activist district attorneys, the broken windows style of policing and law enforcement is a thing of the past.
Well, I mean, do they need another term of Giuliani in New York City or what? That place has just gone downhill. It's unsafe. And frankly, a lot of the cities run by Democrats have the same problem. And
right.
So from a state perspective, we are going to pressure these municipalities, even if they're run by Democrats. We're going to pressure them and we're going to hang over our state shared funding. We want our citizens to be safe. Even if you're living in a city run by a Democrat, you deserve safety. You pay your taxes. You want to be able to enjoy the great, beautiful climate we have here in Arizona, ride bikes with the kids, go to parks, and have safety. And we will demand that from our cities. We will demand that, and we'll have to hang some money over their heads if possible to make them do that. And let me just say something about Rudy Giuliani. When he ran New York City, I was talking to some people who were living there before Giuliani, when it was unsafe to even walk down the street, and after. They said it took about a month and a half for things to get turned around. The criminals got the message that they're no longer open for business in New York to their activities.
Sure.
And it really quickly turned around. So we're planning on doing that.
And the criminals get the message when there are no consequences. I mean, we're seeing video of all over the country, every state in America where crime is running rampant. Criminals are running through the streets. You saw the video that went viral over the weekend in Philadelphia with 100 young people that just ransacked a convenience store. And Kerry, the police didn't make a single arrest. And I often think about this. We're pro-law enforcement here. I mean, I've got a foundation that assists the families of police officers killed in the line of duty. I love the police. I'm hugely, strongly law enforcement, pro-law enforcement. But if the police are going to make an arrest and they know that the person they arrest isn't going to spend an hour in jail, why bother?
And you know what happens? That store will end up shutting down and closing up.
Exactly.
Why would you want to operate a store when that's happening?
Exactly.
And a lot of times this is happening in neighborhoods. Sometimes it's neighborhoods, low-income neighborhoods, and it takes their only option, their only store that they had in the neighborhood, and it removes it. And it hurts the people, the community. And everybody needs to start standing up and being respectable.
Right.
This is not moral behavior. And the punishment should be that those people have to go, whoever was behind the crime, and help clean up and do some hard work for cleaning up and helping that store get back into action so they can do business right again. We've got to start having some punishment for the crimes
Absolutely.
That are out there.
How about the workers behind the counter? How'd you like to work in a place that's been targeted by criminals and how dangerous it is and how scary it must be for them? Well, we've talked about a lot of negative stuff, but your candidacy is an absolute bright light, and I'm excited for you, and I'm hoping you'll win. I hope everybody goes to CarrieLake.com to support you and help you every way they can. We're praying for you, Carrie. I know you know, listen, you're up against the machine. But I know a lot of people a lot of people are real excited about your candidacy and know that you have a very good chance of winning. I hope you'll come back and visit with us again, but I hope you know how many millions of people all over the country are pulling for you, Carrie Lake. You keep fighting the good fight, and thank you so much for joining us today. All the best.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Carrie Lake, again, running for governor in Arizona. Incredible story. I mean, longtime TV anchor. And in many, many polls, the front runner, CarrieLake.com.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.